Chapter 94. Inquired, as he pointed to monks, do you know that person?
No, replied Mrs. Bumble flatly.
Perhaps you don't?
Said Mr. Brownlow, addressing her spouse.
I never saw him in all my life, said Mr. Bumble.
Nor sold him anything, perhaps?
replied Mrs. Bumble.
You never had, perhaps, a certain gold locket and ring?
said Mr. Brownlow.
Certainly not, replied the matron.
Why are we brought here to answer to such nonsense as this?
Again Mr. Brownlow nodded to Mr. Grimwig, and again that gentleman limped away with extraordinary readiness.
But not again did he return with a stout man and wife, for this time, he led in two palsied women, who shook and tottered as they walked.
You shut the door the night old Sally died,
said the foremost one, raising her shriveled hand, but you couldn't shut out the sound, nor stop the chinks.
No,
said the other, looking round her, and wagging her toothless jaws.
No.
We heard her try to tell you what she'd done, and saw you take a paper from her hand, and watched you two, next day, to the pawnbroker's shop, said the first.
Yes, added the second, and it was a locket and gold ring.
We found out that, and saw it given you.
We were by.
And we know more than that, resumed the first,
for she told us often, long ago, that the young mother had told her that, feeling she should never get over it, she was on her way, at the time, that she was taken ill, to die near the grave of the father of the child.
Would you like to see the pawnbroker himself?
Asked Mr. Grimwig with a motion towards the door.
No, replied the woman, she pointed to monks has been coward enough to confess, as I see he had, and you have sounded all these hacks till you have found the right ones, I have nothing more to say.
I did sell them, and they're where you'll never get them.
What then?
Nothing, replied Mr. Brownlow, except that it remains for us to take care that neither of you is employed in a situation of trust again.
You may leave the room.
I hope, said Mr. Bumble, looking about him with great ruefulness, as Mr. Grimwig disappeared with the two old women.
I hope that this unfortunate little circumstance will not deprive me of my parochial office?
Indeed it will, replied Mr. Brownlow.
You may make up your mind to that, and think yourself well off besides.
It was all Mrs. Bumble.
She would do it, urged Mr. Bumble, first looking round to ascertain that his partner had left the room.
That is no excuse, replied Mr. Brownlow.
You were present on the occasion of the destruction of these trinkets, and indeed are the more guilty of the two, in the eye of the law, for the law supposes that your wife acts under your direction.
If the law supposes that, said Mr. Bumble, squeezing his hat emphatically in both hands, the law's a ass a idiot.
If that's the eye of the law's a bachelor. And the worst I wish the law is, that is I may be opened by experience
Laying great stress on the repetition of these two words, Mr. Bumble fixed his hat on very tight, and putting his hands in his pockets, followed his helpmate downstairs.
Young lady, said Mr. Brownlow, turning to Rose, give me your hand.
Do not tremble. You need not fear to hear the few remaining words we have to say.
If they have I do not know how they can, but if they have any reference to me,
said Rose, pray let me hear them at some other time.
I have not strength or spirits now.
Returned the old gentleman, drawing her arm through his,
you have more fortitude than this, I am sure.
Do you know this young lady, sir?
Yes, replied Monks.
I never saw you before, apostrophe said Rose faintly. I have seen you often, apostrophe returned Monks. The father of the unhappy Agnes had two daughters, apostrophe said Mr. Brownlow. What was the fate of the other the child? Apostrophe, the child, apostrophe replied Monks, when her father died in a strange place, in a strange name, without a letter, book, or scrap of paper, that yielded the faintest clue by which his friends or relatives could be traced, the child was taken by some wretched cottagers, who reared it as their own. Apostrophe, go on, apostrophe said Mr. Brownlow, signing to Mrs. Maley to approach. Go on. Apostrophe, apostrophe, you couldn't find the spot to which these people had repaired, apostrophe said Monks, but where friendship fails, hatred will often force a way. My mother found it, after a year of cunning search, and found the child. Apostrophe, she took it, did she? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no. The people were poor, and began to sicken at least the man did of their fine humanity. So she left it with them, giving them a small present of money which would not last long, and promised more, which she never meant to send. She didn't quite rely, however, on their discontent and poverty for the child's unhappiness, but told the history of the sister's shame, with such alterations as suited her, bade them take good heed of the child, for she came of bad blood. And told them she was illegitimate, and sure to go wrong at one time or other. The circumstances countenanced all this, the people believed it, and there the child dragged on an existence, miserable enough even to satisfy us, until a widow lady, residing then at Chester, saw the girl by chance, pitied her, and took her home. There was some cursed spell, I think, against us. For in spite of all our efforts she remained there and was happy. I lost sight of her, 2 or 3 years ago, and saw her no more until a few months back. Apostrophe, do you see her now? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes. Leaning on your arm. Apostrophe, but not the less my niece, apostrophe cried Mrs. Maley, folding the fainting girl in her arms, not the less my dearest child. I would not lose her now, for all the treasures of the world. My sweet companion, my own dear girl. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the only friend I ever had, apostrophe cried Rose, clinging to her. The kindest, best of friends. My heart will burst. I cannot bear all this. Apostrophe, you have borne more, and have been, through all, the best and gentlest creature that ever shed happiness on everyone she knew, apostrophe said Mrs. Maley, embracing her tenderly. Come, come, my love, remember who this is who waits to clasp you in his arms, poor child. See here, look, look, my dear. Apostrophe, not aunt, apostrophe cried Oliver, throwing his arms about her neck. I'll never call her aunt sister, my own dear sister, that something taught my heart, to love so dearly from the first. Rose, dear, darling Rose. Apostrophe, apostrophe, let the tears which fell, and the broken words which were exchanged in the long close embrace between the orphans, be sacred. A father, sister, and mother, were gained, and lost, in that one moment. Joy and grief were mingled in the cup. But there were no bitter tears. For even grief itself arose so softened, and clothed in such sweet and tender recollections, that it became a solemn pleasure, and lost all character of pain. They were a long, long time alone. A soft tap at the door, at length announced that someone was without. Oliver opened it, glided away, and gave place to Harry Maley. I know it all, apostrophe he said. Taking a seat beside the lovely girl. Dear Rose, I know it all. Apostrophe, I am not here by accident, apostrophe he added after a lengthened silence, nor have I heard all this tonight, for I knew it yesterday only yesterday. Do you guess, that I have come to remind you of a promise? Apostrophe, apostrophe, stay, apostrophe said Rose. You do know all. Apostrophe, all. You gave me leave, at any time within a year, to renew the subject of our last discourse. Apostrophe, I did. apostrophe, not to press you to alter your determination, apostrophe, pursued the young man, but to hear you repeat it, if you would. I was to lay whatever of station or fortune I might possess at your feet, and if you still adhered to your former determination, I pledged myself, by no word or act, to seek to change it. Apostrophe, the same reasons which influenced me then, will influence me no, apostrophe, said Rose firmly. If I ever owed a strict and rigid duty to her, whose goodness saved me from a life of indigence and suffering, when should I ever feel it, as I should tonight? It is a struggle, apostrophe, said Rose, but one I am proud to make. It is a pang, but one my heart shall bear. Apostrophe, the disclosure of tonight, apostrophe, Harry began. The disclosure of tonight, apostrophe, replied Rose softly, leaves me in the same position, with reference to you, as that in which I stood before. Apostrophe, you harden your heart against me, Rose, apostrophe, urged her lover. Oh, Harry, Harry, apostrophe, said the young lady, bursting into tears. I wish I could, and spare myself this pain. Apostrophe, then why inflict it on yourself? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Harry, taking her hand. Think, dear Rose, think what you have heard tonight. Apostrophe, and what have I heard? What have I heard? Apostrophe, cried Rose. That a sense of his deep disgrace so worked upon my own father, that he shunned all heir. We have said enough, Harry, we have said enough. Apostrophe, not yet, not yet, apostrophe, said the young man, detaining her as she rose. My hopes, my wishes, prospects, feeling, every thought in life except my love for you, have undergone a change. I offer you, now, no distinction among a bustling crowd, no mingling with a world of malice and detraction, where the blood is called into honest cheeks by aught, but real disgrace and shame, but a home, a heart and home, yes, dearest Rose, and those alone, are all I have to offer. Apostrophe, what do you mean? Apostrophe, apostrophe, she faltered. I mean but this, that, when I left you last, I left you with a firm determination, to level all fancied barriers between yourself and me, resolved that if my world could not be yours, I would make yours mine, that no pride of birth should curl the lip at you, for I would turn from it. This I have done. Those who have shrunk from me because of this, have shrunk from you, and proved you so far right. Such power and patronage, such relatives of influence and rank, as smiled upon me then, look coldly now, but there are smiling fields and waving trees in England's richest county, and by one village church mine, Rose, my own. There stands a rustic dwelling which you can make me prouder of, than all the hopes I have renounced, measured a thousandfold. This is my rank and station now, and here I lay it down. Apostrophe, apostrophe, asterisk, 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 it's a trying thing waiting supper for lovers, apostrophe, said Mr. Grimwig, waking up, and pulling his pocket handkerchief from over his head. Truth to tell, the supper had been waiting a most unreasonable time. Neither Mrs. Maley, nor Harry, nor Rose, who all came in together, could offer a word in extenuation. I had serious thoughts of eating my head tonight, apostrophe, said Mr. Grimwig, for I began to think I should get nothing else. I'll take the liberty, if you'll allow me, of saluting the bride, that is to be. Apostrophe, Mr. Grimwig lost no time in carrying this notice into effect upon the blushing girl, and the example, being contagious, was followed both by the doctor and Mr. Brownlow. Some people affirm that Harry Maley had been observed to set it, originally, in the dark room adjoining, but the best authorities consider this downright scandal, he being young and a clergyman. Oliver, my child, apostrophe, said Mrs. Maley, where have you been, and why do you look so sad? There are tears stealing down your face at this moment. What is the matter? Apostrophe, it is a world of disappointment. Often to the hopes we most cherish, and hopes that do our nature the greatest honor. Poor Dick was dead. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.